Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke & Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Kaboom!
Oh, man. My throat's almost a little too scratchy for that. I've been working on a new song based off of the trailer for the upcoming Hyper Sloth animated series called, Hyper Sloth the Animated Series or something like that? I'm not sure. It's going to be loads of fun, lots of funny, and a buttload of amusing. And the first bit was all about, the first episode is called Jive Honky, and we explore, very deeply and in a mature fashion why what the world would be like if it wasn't cool to use the word honky in the same way that it's not cool to use the N-word. We're not social anthropologists or whoever studies societies. What are they called? Socialists? I don't think that's right. But anyway, there was a song that we ad-libbed in that. That I'm building a whole new song. Oh, Zigzag is calling. I'm going to answer with a video. Okay, so what happened is Dom, Zigzag called me, and when I answered it, it put the call on hold. Enter the chat. Hello. Zigzag, can you hear me?
Hello?
Zigzag?
Maybe there's my computer.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Oops. Hello? I can hear you.
Can you hear me, Rufus? You can hear me, text me.
We're having some technical difficulties. Just hold tight, folks. We'll get this figured out.
Are you there?
Are you there? Okay, here's what happened. Hey, I'm back. So we're experiencing quite a few technical difficulties. Okay, here, I'm adding Zigzag to the group call.
All right, now it's working. Now I can hear you. It must have been some kind of fucked up setting.
I think what happened is, so I was called into the radio show, then you called in. I answered your call, and I put the radio show on hold. And then from that point on, it was just fucked. But what has to happen is, like, when you call in, there's a tiny little button that you can barely see that says add to group.
Yes, I finally did see that.
Right. So I just now did that, and now I can't see you, but I can hear you, and I guess...
And I can't see you either.
Okay, my camera was off. Now it's on.
No, it's still you. But you know what's weird? Is that I think last time when I called that, when I watched the video of our show,
yeah,
I think I could see you.
Really?
Let me see real quick. Let me pick it up.
You sent me something that had a side-by-side, and I thought that was with the software you bought.
Right, it is. How you want it. Well, remember, when could I finally see you now?
Whatever service that is,
it
kicks us back 10%.
Do what?
See, last time I could see you, but was it after the radio show ended or not?
I think it must have been after, because I'm pretty sure that you could only see me or see that picture of me with a necktie in my head.
Right, and that's what I'm seeing now. Can you see me now or not?
No.
Really?
I can see me.
And I can see me, too. Let's see. Me?
No, you. Oh, here you come. What's going on now? There you are. What did you do? Maybe I can do it too.
I just turned the camera off and turned it back on.
Okay, I'm going to do that. Off?
Yep.
On.
No, still that cool picture of you.
I think it's because I'm dialed into the radio show and it can't do video, so it's just disabling it for me.
See, my idea was to do the radio, like us to go live on Skype,
mm-hmm,
each other, and then let it just kind of feed the radio without your headphones on. Does that make sense?
I don't know. Yeah,
your mic open.
Yeah, my mic's open. And my headphones just plugged right into my laptop. I prefer the
sound. I know,
but
that's why you can't hear me, because your headphones are taking the sound of me.
No, I can hear you fine.
No, I meant on the show.
Well, why would my computer... But
listen, unplug the headphones for a second.
Yes, it's unplugged.
Now can you hear me?
Well, barely, because my laptop speakers suck.
Right.
So I don't use them.
That's kind of what I figured. But you see how, I wonder if they can hear me on the radio show now.
I don't know. Well, I could hear you. I've listened to it back, and I could hear you on the radio show. I just couldn't hear you in that video that you sent.
Oh, I see.
That I think was done by the e-com or whatever software.
See, because that's supposed to record both sides. I could hear myself on that video, though. Maybe it's the way I downloaded it or uploaded it. I bet it was.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I think you can load, you can actually do each vocal track separately. And I think when I did that one, instead of doing them both, I might have just done one side of it. And it probably was your side.
Yeah, that might be it. Like it's almost stereo or something. But you still can't see me, my awesome video of me.
No,
ahead.
I cannot.
Damn, because I look really cool.
Well, you always look cool.
No,
I don't know. I don't know if you can top your Apocalypse Now picture here.
I'm wearing sunglasses right now. I figure if we're going to be on camera, I need to rock star it up a little bit.
You know, I'm going to have to take a shower right before the show.
Did you really?
I had to. You know, separate it is, Rufus. I was taking showers before the radio show.
You look pretty sharp, I must admit.
I didn't shave today. I was going for that, kind of going by lumberjack look since it's 4 degrees here.
Yeah, well, that's probably a good look to have then.
It's actually cold there where you're at as well, is it not?
Man, it was 19 this morning, which is pretty fucking cold for Texas.
Yes, it is. Wow. Did they have school or did they cancel school and all that good stuff?
I don't know. It wasn't icy or anything. It was just cold.
Did you get any sleet? Did I see sleet on the news?
Not here. It was pretty dry all day. Cloudy, but dry. But it's cold as fuck. It never got over 30.
Wow, I'd love to get to fucking 30. It hasn't been over 30 here in 3 months.
You walk around in shorts and a wife beater.
You know, when I lived in Texas, I don't think I ever, I did not wear pants for like probably 12 years. I really don't think I ever wore pants.
But you wore shorts.
No, I meant like my underwear. I was just going around in my underwear.
That's perfectly acceptable in Austin.
Well, I mean, when we were in Delaware, we wore aprons, so nobody really knew.
That's right. Wow. What a gimmick that would be if we all had aprons on, we turned around with our bare ass cheeks were hanging out of them.
Be like a different take on a Hooters-esque type restaurant.
Yes, it would.
Well, it's buttocks.
Buttock subs. We got the best buns in town.
The log, show them the log-shaped sub.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I guess all subs are kind of log-shaped, are they not?
Before and after you eat them.
Yeah, that's right. They smell the same going in as they do coming out.
That's right.
Hey, you know, you remember Corey, my Jewish friend, sometimes friend?
I don't, actually.
You remember Corey? He actually has a pizza place on South Lamar now.
Really?
Called 360 Pizza South Lamar, Sola. I thought maybe you could try it sometime.
I might do that. South Lamar 360 Pizza is what it's called.
That's what it's called. There's one on 360 in Mopac or whatever it is up there. I think that's how it originally got its name. But the pizza looks pretty good, but you never know. The pizza is one of those things that, I mean, it's always fairly good.
How long has it been there? Because that rings a bell. It seems like I maybe drove past it.
Well, the one on South Lamar just opened up like a week ago.
Okay, so that's impossible. Uh-oh. Your video froze.
Still?
No, it's kind of choppy, but I can hear you, so that's all right. Now your video's gone.
Well, I turned it off for a second.
Okay, there you go.
Is it better?
It's loading. There we go. Doing the robot. Is it choppy or are you doing the robot? I can't tell. You do the robot so well. It might just be buffering. I don't know.
No, it's just me doing the robot. Well, you're going to have to tune in to see that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I can tell you right now, I actually got nothing accomplished since the last time we talked.
Cool. Me either.
I feel guilty about it. I don't feel good about it at all, but yesterday there was no school here. So I basically was chained to the house entertaining my 5-year-old daughter.
Great.
Which I'm sure you know how that goes.
Yes.
I did not. Well, what did we do? We watched, you know what she likes to watch? Nothing but SpongeBob.
SpongeBob isn't bad if you're forced to watch a cartoon.
I don't know why people are all against SpongeBob. I'm like, there's nothing wrong with SpongeBob. He has a job.
He does.
He has his own house.
That's true.
And the only thing wrong with SpongeBob, as far as I can tell, is that he can't drive. But it's not because he does not try to learn.
That's true.
It's just because Mrs. Puff hates him because she's an anti...
Sponge?
Yeah, I would say. Whatever the... There's got to be some kind of scientific name for a sponge, is there not?
I would imagine so.
I'm not about to look it up, though.
I'm not either.
Like I said, it's a bummer that I can't see you and you can see me.
It is a bummer that you can't see me.
You know what
it's
I'm
a bummer for a lot of people, actually.
I'm going to stop the video real quick.
Okay.
And I'm going to play it over here because it automatically saves it to your desktop.
Oh, sweet.
And I'm going to see if I can see you on the folder.
Okay.
Or on the thing here. I wish it would give you a date. Unfortunately, it looks like I'm wearing the same thing that I wore last time.
Have a date.
I think what happened is, so I was called into the radio show and then you called in.
Well, you always ears.
So that's all right. Now you're
not. Well, what did we do? Now I don't know what the fuck is going on. Now it was just showing me, but I think you have to export it to see both sides of the video, and I didn't. I obviously need to mess around with this eCam a little more because I don't think I'm working it right.
But still, there's something with Skype that's fucked up too.
Well, I mean, imagine if we're, I technically doing a conference call,
mm-hmm.
I would not know that it's a radio show, and it wouldn't know to shut down the camera.
Right. Well, I think that the problem, let's try this, because I think the problem is because I was logged on, I was called into the radio show first, which is a phone number. It's not a Skype, right?
Oh, that's true, yes.
So when you come in, I think I'm locked into just a phone call, and it's like, we don't know how to manage this. So what if you and I get our Skype signal on first, and then I'll call a radio show?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Let's try that.
Okay, I'm going to hang up on everybody right now.
All right, talk to you soon.
Cool. Okay.
Done.
So it looks like I'm on air, or we're on air, I'm assuming. Right. And you can see my...
I can see you. Now, the question I have for you is, do I need to call into the show?
I'm assuming if it's a group call, then it should be capturing both of us. And if it were talking, we would both hear it.
Now, you said last time you could hear me on the radio show as well, or not?
I can hear both of us.
Okay.
So on the radio show.
Must be working then.
Okay.
We beat it. We beat the fucking radio show. Finally.
Finally.
We don't know that. We have no idea that we beat it, do we?
Maybe next time we could do the radio show, like, by your schedule that you laid out that we haven't done yet.
Yes. We should do that. I was thinking about that today. I'm like, well, we've got all these great ideas. Now we just need to put them into action.
Exactly. But it's technical difficulties. It's not like we haven't wanted to.
That's true.
We spent basically all the show just trying to get to this point.
Right.
But now that we figured it out.
Now it's gold. And now we don't have that obnoxious fucking delay. It really fucked with me.
Exactly. Yeah, me too. Because it always sounded like we were both assholes talking over each other.
It did, actually. When the truth was, it was just you were asshole trying to talk over me.
That's right. So I was going to...
It's always been all about you, Rufus.
Yes, it has. What's your name again?
Doesn't matter.
It's the Rufus and Special Guest Show.
Right, the Rufus Show. Tune in for the Rufus Show. All right, now I'm going to go back to recording this, because I want to work these kinks out on this, too, because soon we're going to have this down to fucking science.
We are.
But, yeah, the internet looks good, dude. It looks real good. How's that Bud Light treating you?
Not so good, man. I'm not liking the Bud Light.
Why not?
I don't know, dude. I think...
You got hooked on the frost?
I'm calibrated for the frost now. The problem with the Bud Light, I thought the frost was kind of a light beer, but I think it's not a light beer. And so now...
Light beer?
It's like an ice bath. It's stronger than Bud Light, I realize now. Because now I can drink like 18 Bud Lights, and I never reach the buzz I want. I'm just always maintaining it here. And if I stop drinking a beer for half a second, I start sobering up.
That's not good. That's not good.
I need something stronger.
Looks like you got to start on the Magnum or the Hurricane or one of those beers that you buy in a large bottle. Large clear bottle.
Clear bottle, plastic bottle.
So you know quality.
Yeah, absolutely.
Remember one time, remember Big Jug Beer? You probably don't.
I don't.
When I was in high school, you could buy this beer called Big Jug Beer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure they don't make it anymore, but you know, it came in a fucking gallon jug.
Oh, like a milk gallon?
Well, it wasn't shaped like a milk gallon. You never seen that, like that Paisano wine?
Yeah.
Like those cheap big glass wine thing?
Uh-huh.
It was shaped like that, but it was brown plastic.
Oh, my God. That's quality.
Way ahead of its fucking time, if you ask me. Way ahead of its time.
Yes.
Big Jug Beer. And great name, too.
Yeah, you can't mistake what that thing's all about.
Do you remember when I was in high school, too? This last time we talked about high school, they had generic beer. I don't know if they still have generic beer or not. Every beer is practically generic now, I think. But
yeah.
Generic beer said your favorite beer on it.
No, I don't remember that.
Just a white can, and it said your favorite beer.
That's marketing genius.
Yeah, it was like nothing. Nothing on the can except your favorite beer in Helvetica New or something.
You're busting out font names.
It was so fucking, it was disgusting. But it was probably no worse than Jobel or any of the cheap-ass beers I used to drink, or still would. Not a beer snob.
No, me either. I can't afford to be a beer snob.
Not worth it.
That's not worth it.
Those dark fucking beers, and I'm sorry for all you hipsters out there that I'm about to, I guess, I'm not really insulting, but they give me the worst fucking hangover.
They do. It's because they're thick. They stick to your ribs, and that shit just sits in your body all night. You can't process it out.
It comes out through your pores instead of your urine.
It's like sap coming out of a tree the next morning.
So, did you want to play one of our songs? Can we try that? Because I want to see if that works in this format, too.
Yeah, we should. Oh, I've only got beer as food loaded in the studio. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine. I just want to see if it'll work.
Well, we're still going to be on video. What do? Do we dance or lip sync? I'm going to feel awkward.
No, you're not. Turn it on.
Okay.
How many times should we listen to it?
I know, but we're going to be just looking at each other listening to it.
You're going to be drinking beer, and I'm going to be taking bong hits. So it's not like we're just going to be sitting here.
That's true. That's true.
I'm probably going to go take a dump.
Well, take the camera with you.
I'm going to take you on my laptop.
Oh, great.
Toilet cam. Have you seen any of that shit that's going on in Sochi?
About the unfinished hotels and the trash in the streets and all that bullshit.
And the poor dogs that they're going to kill. They're going to go around calling.
Oh, my God. That's right. They're just rounding up stray dogs and slaughtering them.
Animals.
They should turn that into some kind of new Olympic sport. Dog slaughter.
Dog calling.
Dog calling, yes.
Join us for dog calling tonight. Sadly enough, it'd be a fucking people would tune in, and it would be awesome. I guarantee you people would be like, yeah, dude, you see that dog calling last night? It was fucking, you know what? Sadly enough, people would rather see cat calling. And I love cats. I mean, you know, I love dogs too. But people, they're just a weird section of people, and I'm speaking for people that I know, hate fucking cats.
I know people that hate cats.
And I've come to the realization that people that hate cats are fucking latent homosexuals.
I think most cats would agree with you.
I'm dead serious about that. Think about that. Next time you see like, I fucking hate cats, just be like, you're the most fucking insecure closeted bag I've ever met in my life.
I'll say that to their face.
You should. You can have a couple of fucking beers first, but do it.
No, I've had multiple cats. I've always liked cats. I mean, they're definitely different than dogs, but that doesn't mean you can't like both.
Right, yeah, for sure.
I think anybody who's got a black and white mentality is probably a closet homosexual.
Yeah, obviously, and probably more than likely a racist.
Yes.
Anti-Semite.
Yes.
And probably a devil worshipper, straight up.
And a ginger, I bet.
More than likely. Well, I think they bow down to their ginger leader, who is Satan himself. I mean, I have to imagine that Satan is ginger.
I thought you were talking about Conan O'Brien.
I got a better idea. You know what I'm going to do so it looks like I'm looking at the camera? I'm going to move your face up here by the camera. Does it look like I'm looking at the camera?
Yes, it does.
All right. The 4-hour show's already fucking over. Are you kidding me?
No. 90 seconds. That's just when it goes off the air. We can record for another 20 or 30 minutes.
Right. So, yeah, I'm going to get on the bus and get this stuff started. Let's see what – you got your guitar there?
Yeah.
Let's see what happens if we try to do guitar together. I just wonder what it would sound like.
Okay. I might be out of tune. What are we going to do?
Let's off. How's that sound?
What are you playing there? Is it a G?
That was a G.
You hear that?
Yes.
Do you need to see it?
I don't know. What are you playing?
The fans might need to see it.
There's my G.
G whiz. Now what?
I don't know. I was just seeing if that would work. Now that we know it works, we can put them down.
Play a progression. Let me rock some lead.
You know what we should do?
Huh?
Just spin the virtual dice.
Wait, do we have a second?
I have one set up.
Did you program a virtual dice?
I did. It's a 7-sided virtual dice.
7-sided?
Yeah.
You must play D&D.
Well, that was so we'd have every chord on the guitar. We know. You know what? I don't have my right notebook here, though, because I had a note for every – I think one was E. I mean, it almost seems like it would make sense, does it not?
Yes, I get it, yeah.
Okay, so we're spinning the first dice.
What a great bit, dude. We've got to get this one nailed down.
5. So 5 would be a E, A, B, C, a G. Wow.
There you go.
That's an F. It would be an F, right?
Yeah.
No. E,
You're starting with an E?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was just, I don't know why. It's the lowest one, right? So.
Yeah. Oh, you did it by the guitar strings, huh?
No, I was actually, the sad part is I did not do it by the guitar strings, but I was thinking of it in the guitar strings when I was holding the guitar.
Did you do it E, F, G, A, B, C,
yeah,
E?
Yeah,
I did. Okay, cool. No, that makes sense.
So five would be
B.
That's why I had a little chart that told me that already. All right, I'm going to spin it again. We're going to do three, right? Three spins of dice?
Yes.
So B so far. Two. So F.
F, ooh. Now that's interesting, man.
Sinister. E, F. See, now it's back with six.
God, what was that? E-F-G-A-B-C? That's really sinister, man.
Ooh.
That sounds like a Dio song.
So what was it? Let me write that down, Cliff. Or Rufus.
You right? B?
Yep.
F?
Yep.
C.
All right.
That's wicked.
All chords I absolutely hate to play.
That's why it's good for it. Yep.
So there's got to be a better way to play that. Actually, it's kind of neat sounding, though.
It is.
Let's do a beer is food. I was just kidding.
It seems like
it's a hard one.
Well, the volume gets kind of, it like overwhelms something.
I'm actually surprised. I wonder how this sounds on the radio show, but I can hear your guitar pretty well, actually.
Really?
Considering I'm not using any, you're just using the mic on your computer?
Yeah, I'm not plugged into anything with it.
You don't have your Yeti, or what kind of mic do you have? I can't remember, so.
In Nicaragua.
So when did you make your trip back to get that, or?
No, I'm going the end of this month, the 27th.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Is it a one-man job for sure?
Oh, yes. It's a one-man and several hookers job. So I'll be there for a week.
Planning a big cocaine-fueled vacation around it, are you?
Yes, absolutely. Let me see how much I can fit in an empty guitar case.
Absolutely. You mean hookers or cocaine?
Both. The Latinas are small, man. I can probably fit two hookers and a bunch of coke.
And some Tona or some Frost, some Victoria Frost.
It'll be some Frost, I'm afraid. They have big bottles there, too. They're called Grande.
Are they gallon size?
No, they're just 40s. But they serve them in restaurants.
Tell me, you come up with a progression. Go with it.
Oh, God.
That is dark sounding.
It is. That's so wicked, man. Huh?
I said, what a great way to write a song.
No kidding. Almost like Nirvana or something.
Maybe that's how they did it.
Could be. I got the groove, man. Thank you. lose you.
Go ahead.
I don't know if it's the connection or what, but like after two rounds through the riff, your audio gets all weird.
I wonder if it's the microphone on my computer.
I don't know. Maybe. Let me see. Let me just bang it and see if that happens to you.
No, you're golden.
Damn.
You're not plugged in anything, are you?
That sounds good.
Could you hear it or not?
Yeah, maybe whenever we're playing together, it just can't crunch the numbers.
Well, the weird part is, when I was doing that, your picture cut out.
Yeah.
How'd that jump in? All right, so let's go. Sochi. They had these pictures. I do only bring this up because where we got online. They had these pictures of these bathrooms that they built that didn't. That had like fucking toilets side by side without anything separating them.
Reminds me of Teresa Hall.
So, oh my god.
I'm kidding.
No, you're right. Right. I was thinking about Memphis. We went to St. Edward's. That was truly institutional living. Fucking sense of the word.
It's like the most expensive private school in Austin, and the buildings were made of cinder blocks.
Well, they had been built in like 1953.
That's true. That's true.
It's updated in like 1961, apparently. Do you think of any social? Well, should we wait? Should we spin the dice, and then we can come? We'll have a verse and a chorus.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes.
Let's do this now. So one is E.
Oh, that's kind of rough. They might be completely different keys.
Well, we'll see. So two is F.
That's a good attitude.
Three is G. A. Five is G. Okay. Here we go. Hold on. One. So E.
Oh, man.
We're writing a Metallica song.
No shit.
Three. G. Seven. D. Got a little. So I am going back to F. Did you realize that?
Huh?
I went back from C, I'm going back to F. I think that we were allowed to do that, aren't we?
I'll let you call the shots on that.
Well, I mean, it just sounded more. It sounded a little better than. No, yes.
Wait a minute. I think you're playing enough sharp.
Am I?
Which sounds better to me, actually.
I am playing that sharp, actually. Maybe that's why it didn't sound so dark. No, I think maybe.
That F sounds brutal, man. I actually like the F sharp better because it's friendlier.
Thank you. Yeah, that I don't think that. I think the E works maybe in a chorus, but the G definitely does not. I'm butchering it. You grew up in that song, for Christ's sake.
What? I kind of like the E, G, D.
It was the winter of 40.
Should be about the dog calling championships.
Remember the Olympics.
Do what?
What a great way to remember the Olympics.
What, slaughtering dogs?
Yeah, the dog calling. I mean,
absolutely.
Everybody remembers the 14 Olympics.
They could make the Olympic rings out of dog entrails.
What? You know what they should do? I got a great idea. Cancel the Olympics. Who really fucking cares?
That's a really good idea, because... Who gives a fuck other than, like, the Today Show?
Right, or the people in the Olympics themselves. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I don't watch the Olympics. I mean, first of all, they're on, like, I guess you could probably watch them because you got all those people you work with that are in Czechoslovakia. You'll be up.
Yeah, I still wouldn't watch them. The last thing I watched on the Olympics was 2000, whatever the, never, dude.
Went off. That's all you wanted to see was that poor bastard that they fucking framed or whatever.
There was a bomb that went off. Oh, that was a long time ago, huh?
That was in Atlanta. That was Richard Hatcher. What was that guy saying? He was the wrong fucking guy, too. It ruined that guy's life. There's a song right there.
That was shit.
The Ballad of Richard Hatch or whatever the fuck.
Ballad of Richard Hatch.
I decided to go and support my country at the Olympics. I know I was literally at the wrong place at the wrong time. They did frame. I mean, they pinned that guy to the wall. He literally had nothing to do with it. That's the American way, I tell you.
That is the American way. Just go get him, no matter who he is.
What the fuck? All right, so now we know we can do this on the air.
Yes.
It's a decent bit, don't you think?
I think it's a really good bit. We have a lot of good bits.
Yes, we do.
We just need to get the technical bullshit behind us, which maybe we did today.
I think we did. I really do. I think listening to this back is going to be a